Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming and Xbox community. Guess what? Did you know we have a website? We do. We have a website. Spicy, you should pull it up the thing. Yeah, everybody, we have a website we've not done anything with for a while. It's kind of a lot of our platforms. Also, we have a Facebook page with a ton of followers that we haven't done anything with. So welcome. Welcome, Facebook, because we're back. We're back. But yeah, go check out our website, x1bros.com. We just revitalized it, brought it back. On there, there's also a newsletter that you can sign up for that is coming back. It's making its way back into the world of awesomeness, the world of the living.
There it is.
There it is. There's our website. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I like it.
We got our recent publications on there. It's great. There's
our original picture. Look at that. Look at that guy. Who looks the most different? I think I look the most same.
I think
Jordan looks the most Then I think Mark number two. And then, yeah, Jordan's. Yeah. Jordan looks the most different. He was the youngest in that picture, though.
That was a while ago.
That was 10 years.
That was about 27 pounds ago. 30, maybe 30.
Yeah, I don't know what I was. I measure my life in inches. Anyways, go check it out, guys. X1bros.com. It is a thing. We did get a question. I believe Shine asked, hey, we used to have blogs, everybody. And he asked, hey, are blogs coming back? Maybe if there's enough demand for
maybe,
it.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
We live our life by inches.
Yeah. But let us know. Let us know what you'd like to see over there. It's kind of just a nice place for us to sit. A location placed. Nice central location for all of us. This minute. So you can see the X1 Bros, recent publications there. You can see my channel, X1 The Gamer, where we do Xbox news discussions. I rip people in the comments. It's pretty fun. I called someone an idiot. Jordan called me.
I think sometimes you go a little far, you know. But it's okay. But I actually think it's therapeutic for you.
I have to let my rage out somewhere, and it's on my own.
And
channel.
Why not do it against?
Who better to do it than on my own people?
Than with the people that oppose your viewpoints.
Yes. Do you really think I go too far?
No. I think the world is full of 83% jerks.
I roast people and I know things, says Reactively. Yes. And then Mr. McSpicy's Know Your Game. Yeah. Jordan the Band, as soon as he does something, he'll probably be up there as well one day. And
I really do think we got to get you.
Yeah, I think we're honest with you. Jordan, by the way, your hair's looking good. You're looking good today.
Thanks.
What's changed about you?
Not much.
He's looking good today, no? There's like a, hey, I'm here. Hey, world, I'm here.
I think it's, I'm here. I think it's, I'm here.
Yeah, what
he's got to, it's Friday. He's got to check it off the list so he can go play.
So this last week I did a video where I ranked the best game controllers, official Xbox controllers of all time.
Uh-huh.
This list was foolish in that they included they put the Kinect at like number 5.
What?
Both the 360 Kinect and the Xbox One Kinect.
Well,
that would be dead last in my ratings. The Kinect is not better.
Yeah, what was better than
the Duke?
Well, okay. Let's be real here. Okay, let's think about this.
Yes,
logically.
Ahead. Give it to me.
The Duke is cool, as like memes are cool. It is probably the most uncomfortable. Well, not uncomfortable. It's this big. Like,
yeah, that's okay. I still think that's far better than the Kinect as a controller? Are you kidding me?
I mean, the Kinect was kind of...
The Guitar Hero guitar is better as a controller than the Kinect.
The
best thing I could do with the Kinect is Xbox on.
But the Kinect, I don't know if it should be on that list because it's technically not a controller.
Well, agreed. It is an input device.
I agree.
And it was a controller for certain games.
Well, but it wasn't like a it was meant for Mickey Mouse going whoosh.
You know, that game was fun. You know.
I know, but it wasn't meant as... I ain't playing Call of Duty on the Kinect. You get me?
Yeah, I bet you lose a lot of weight. That could be a workout.
Well, how do you walk forward? How do you joystick forward on the Kinect?
Knees up, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, knees up.
Yeah, look. Yeah. So behind the Kinect. Sorry, the Kinect came in at number 7 and 6.
Here, where is this at? I'm going to go there.
How many controllers are there?
If you just search Xbox controllers 7? Ranked. All Xbox controllers ranked.
What did you say, Jordan?
There's 10 controllers?
No, it's not that one. Not that one. Every Xbox controller ranked the top. What, you missed it? It's number 2.
This one?
Oh, no, that's over the years. That's GamesRadar. This is CBR.com.
Okay. CBR. Yeah, I'll, I'll add that.
There you go. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. I'll pull this up.
There was yeah, 10 Xbox we can, yeah. controllers?
Well, so what makes sense, so when I did the video, I only read the headline. I didn't actually go through the things because I wanted to respond. I wanted it to be raw. That's yeah, how I like it. I like it that. Raw, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You live your life by inches.
So before the video, I say to everybody, go check the video. It's proof. I say, I'm willing to bet that it just goes in order of year because the Xbox controller has simply evolved over time and it's been improved each iteration. Yeah. And I think that that's what's going to happen here. And for the most part, that did happen. But watch this. So, coming in at number 10 is the Duke controller. P.S. That's not actually the Duke controller. That's the remake of the Duke controller. You couldn't go get a picture, CBR.com, of the actual Duke controller. How do I know that that's the Duke controller? Because there's the hamburger and the, you know, screen and screen button.
Square, square.
Square, square.
That's button. Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go get
and
me.
And it's wireless.
Yeah, go get me. So that's the, like, 2019 Duke controller, not 2001. So
I would make the Duke controller like at least a 9 just because it's a statement piece.
That's what I'm saying. Like memes have value.
You know, I don't know.
I think it goes last place because let's go to 9. Number 9 is correct because it does evolve. You see, yes. Yep. Boom. It gets better. The S.
See, that's actually the proper controller. Rage S. Connector and all.
Yeah, that's
the Rage Connector. That's right.
Yeah, I called because you would. Throw your controller, or someone would run by and trip over thing, and it would snap off and protect your console or protect your controller port.
Yeah, and at the time, you were like, wow, this is genius.
Yeah, you're like, man, they thought of everything.
They thought of everything. So, yeah, so far, I'm okay. Let's go to number 8 is the first 360 controller.
Oh, we're going iterations of the... Okay, that's why there's 10, right?
They're just going of the top of all time.
Oh, okay.
So that's why. 8.
I think there are only 10.
Yeah.
If they're including the Kinect.
Well, they're including the Kinect, and they're including
some
of these.
And these are they including, like, scuffed or scuffed?
No, official. Stuff? These are the official Xbox controllers, yeah. So I agree with this. Yes, the 360 controller is superior to the S, which was superior to the Duke. All good here. This is where I have my first problems. 7 and 6 is the 2010 and 2013 versions of the Kinect. Release. That's stupid.
Wait, you're gonna put the other Kinect above the base Xbox One controller?
Yeah, this is
above 7, so it goes 10 to 1.
No, I know, but I'm assuming 6 is the new Kinect.
No, 7. Let's right there. See, Xbox Kinect, Xbox One Kinect.
But 6,
they combined them. Actually, I was wrong.
Okay,
So they combined them at 7. No, I do not think the Kinect.
That should be 10.
Either of those, are above any controller. Agreed, 100% agreed.
I agree. Yeah.
This is stupid. This AI probably wrote this. Next.
AI probably wrong.
And not good AI. Yeah.
I mean, they
didn't use ChatGPT-4. GBT.
Previous iteration.
I didn't mind the idea of the Kinect, right? I think it brought out some exciting stuff. There were some games that utilized it well, right? I wasn't like 100% against the Kinect. But if you look at like the sheer... Like if I said, hey, go send me a message... You could do it 10 times faster on the controller, and that's why the controller should be ahead.
The only thing I like about the Kinect is the Xbox Kinect, on.
That's the it. Kinect, I guess you could, it has nice, I guess, I mean, it's not hard to use if it tracks you properly, because you had to remember you had to do your hand, right?
That's right.
So, but the thing is like sheer, like, because I look at a lot of different categories when I look at a controller, and one of them is like ease of use, and then another one is like speed, right? I can very quickly send you an Xbox Live message with the controller. I cannot do it quickly with the Kinect. And I think that may, I think Kinect should be further back on the list.
Darv, shout out to Darv. He says X1's YouTube channel discussion was right about the controllers.
If this was today, it would be speech to text. Anyways, you would just tell it and then write it down.
Yeah, yeah.
See, and that
at the time, it was
and
like,
maybe
wow.
That might bump it up.
At the time, I was like, wow, it turns on my thing through voice.
You know what this thing like was supposed to have, but I could never get it to work, and it was like my favorite. I wanted it, that feature bad. Mm. Remember how you have to punch in the redeem code stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You were supposed to be able to. Remember the Fable?
I was only able to do that once with one thing, and
I never got it to work.
Remember the dude from Fable where you could write something on a piece of paper, and he holds it up, and then the boy grabs it, like the concept?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Milo or something.
Milo, that's what it was.
Was it Milo?
Yeah, I think it was Milo.
I mean...
That was some weird stuff.
Yeah, that and he was like...
That probably was the first iteration of AI.
Yeah, Milo. No, really. Yeah. Milo. I wonder what happened to Milo.
Milo's probably going to turn into Skynet.
He's on a computer somewhere just doing something.
Okay, so let's go.
Hold on. That's what's fun. I want to bring this AI conversation up.
Yeah, go.
You know how you watch Terminator and you see like, oh, okay,
the Skynet.
Yeah, Skynet came in and, you know, wiped everything out. Which, by the way, wasn't there like loops over loops? Because didn't Skynet exist because they came back in time anyways? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Our version of Skynet that's going to take over the world, like the real version,
yeah,
I feel like is going to have a fundamental misunderstanding of what humanity is because of how we use AI right now. There's going to be some weird art.
I think,
you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like
political the fundamental art all backing, over the place.
They're like, why do humans care so much about this and that and this and that? Because like,
why do they care so much about presidents racing each other? That must have been how they
exactly.
That must have been how they had them.
Yeah. And the
and they're all on horseback. They must have
all yeah.
Must have been how they decided who won.
If they evolve, the foundation of AI as we know it is going to be the weird. They're going to have a weird understanding of what we are as
a human race. I think the best like prediction for the future is WALL-E.
Yeah, we're
like, all I think
fat.
We're all going to be fat and chairs.
I'm just like,
I'm halfway there. Yeah. I'm halfway there. Yeah. Okay, so, hey,
sorry
so this is my first mistake right here on this list. Up to this point, I agree with this list. They get this way wrong. This should be number 10.
Agreed.
Next, Xbox One controller, absolutely, should be next in line.
So here's my thing. Wait, do they have another 360 controller down the list? I'll see. We'll see. Because I think the Xbox 360 is on my top.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
We can minus the D-pad, but the actual ergonomics of it.
But I see, think the Xbox One, the ergonomics, well, those right and left bumpers were the improvement.
They go thinner.
Yeah, and they did go thinner.
They did go thinner, and my arms don't work like that.
Yeah.
They're the wide, like how it flared out more. See, okay, you can see it right here, right?
Yeah.
And then if we go back up, see how that's.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
It's just both. Well, even both those are like elongated.
Yeah. It just.
Which, by the way, was my middle name in high school.
Elongated?
Elongated. Yeah.
Big E?
Big E. Big E.
Smalls?
Solid E.
Yeah. Big E Smalls.
Big E Smalls.
All right.
So then the X1 controller S.
And the only reason that would be ahead is, fair enough, it has the share button, right? Like, yeah. Other than
so
that,
far, once
it's
again,
the same controller.
Once again, no problem. Again, no problem with this. We're about to have problems, though.
I agree. Oh, really? Yeah. I agree with this, though. This is,
we're starting to get into next.
The size, like the actual the grips of these new ones feel a lot better.
Feels good.
Yeah. And the D-pad is superior.
Okay, that's five, number one. Okay, number four, this, my again, disagreement. They're not just including Series 1. They're including Series 1 and 2 at number 4, which means they put three controllers ahead of the Elite controller, Series 2.
That are Xbox?
That are official Xbox controllers. And wait till you see what they pick.
Yeah,
Why did they combine these?
They did the same thing with the Kinect. They consider them one because they're actually not one. Number two,
and the Series 2 are different controllers.
Yeah, the grips completely different. The whole shot. In fact, if you go back up, so it's dumb of them when they don't combine the Xbox One S controller. Well,
that one has a new button on it.
So does both of this one adjusts, right? Doesn't this have no? I guess there's no new button, but the grips are different. There's a slight change in the grips.
I think they use different internals so they don't break as easy.
What are
the two controllers that are ahead?
On my list, the Series 2 is the number one controller, but let's go. They have it at 4 and 3. Number 2, controller.
No.
Disagree.
I would keep that in the top 3. One, because of what it does, and two, like, you could actually do a lot with that. Like, you
yeah,
could,
but nobody I, does. Nobody does.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of people that do.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Percentage of Xbox gamers that's
fair, but
what that thing can do,
nothing else can.
Nothing I like don't it is. With I, that. I would put it in the top 3. I don't know if I would have it as 2 or 1. I would put it in the top 3.
I would put it top 5.
They're number 1. I 100% disagree with. I would swap 1 and 3, and that would be my list.
Agree. I agree with that. I would swap actually the whole top 5.
I saw 1 by accident, so I would swap 1 and 3.
So adaptive controller, super cool. Don't disagree with that. Super necessary. Also, don't disagree with that. The number 2 controller in this whole thing? I don't think so.
No, I could see it as number 2 or 3 for me because
and above the Elite.
What because of so. What you can do with it? Like, I'm not just talking, like it's made for like limited mobility, but like if I were to get this controller, what I can do with it?
I would like
you
okay.
can do some like
I would like to challenge you.
Yeah, I'll get
buy the controller and do something cool with it that impresses me.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, do it.
Okay, fair enough.
That is actually...
That impresses you.
That actually you'll use on a regular basis.
Yeah.
How do we quantify it? Like, you were impressed. Is it a raised eyebrow?
It's subjective, I will say.
Like, if you go like this...
I will say.
That's how...
We'll do gladiator style. Thumbs up, thumbs down. That's what we'll do. Yeah, I challenge you, Jordan.
Yeah, no, 100%. Look, and it's got profiles just like the Elite. I think this controller, because I've actually seen someone use this as a controller, and it is fascinating what you can do with it.
Super cool, well thought out, led the industry here. Well done on Applaud Xbox. It is not the number two controller.
I would keep it at number two, and I would swap one and three.
Okay, let's go to one.
Yeah, because one I just like one above the Elite controller. Come on.
The Xbox Series X controller, yeah, the 2020 is literally better than the...
It's literally the Elite controller, but inferior.
It's literally, it's quite literally a lesser Elite controller.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. What was their reasoning?
It's the stepchild of the Elite controller. It's the battery-less Elite controller with no paddle.
It's like if you had...
the Elite controller with less features.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, it's yeah.
It has the most superior D-pad out of all of them.
I would argue that's pretty good. You can make that
it's
argument.
Even better. I would say it's better,
and that's why it's number three. But I would swap three
it's
and one.
Than the
no, I would put this at number two. I'd put Elite number one. If you want to have the adapter in there, you can put that at number three. But I don't think I'd put that at number three. I'd probably put that around five.
I would go Elite controller, adaptive controller, and then Series X controller. And actually, I might even go 360 controller, then Series X controller. Because I do agree with Mark. I like the comfort of the 360 controller. It just felt better in your hands.
I agree.
Not saying that the current Xbox controller is bad. It's not. But
it just felt better.
It was, you know, yeah. It just there. I get what you're saying. Like, it's wide. Okay. You got to have the wide elbows.
Now,
like,
let's
you're playing base, you know.
Scroll down to comments here, because let me show you some craziness.
Are we calling people out?
Yeah, we're going to call some foolish people out. You got to hit. Where are comments? You got to hit them somewhere. No, it's up. You're on a new article.
I don't know.
Wait, stop right there. Stop right there. Let's see. Maybe they removed them after I...
After you
they
ran
were like,
your
oh my gosh.
Maybe at the top of the very top of the article.
I'm not signed in, so...
No, at the very top of the article, it might be like, see your comments. Sometimes they do that. Nope. Anyways, okay. Jordan actually called me after seeing my comment. Some idiot.
Oh, well, because you...
No, I'm not wrong.
I remember your video. You're actually wrong.
No, I'm correct.
But I think this was a different...
No, this is this.
The Nintendo?
This is this.
Yeah, you're wrong.
No, someone was
like... But I do appreciate that.
I would put Joy-Cons number one, best controller of all time. What?
Which is irrelevant because it's not best controllers of all time, it's best Xbox controllers.
No, that's fine.
But
Joy-Cons?
But I would disagree.
It might have been a different
video. Yeah. No, because there was one where it was funny. But no, I do think the Joy-Con is actually a very good controller.
The Joy-Con sucks my nuts.
I think you're wrong.
Yes. Let me tell you. Why? Because of the piece of ice that you can feel in the Joy-Con controller?
No, I think the controller is actually a very...
This is the Joy-Cons.
Because David, you look at things so one-dimensional.
No, even the... So the Pro Controller, you can make an argument for
me. Yeah, I would say
me.
The Pro Controller is probably... better than the Joy-Con. Well,
so my point stands. The Joy-Con is not even close to the best controller. It's not even the best Nintendo controller.
Your thing was like, it's the worst controller in the world.
No, it's just not in the top five of controllers.
I don't know. The Joy-Con's really good.
No, the Joy-Cons suck.
And what you can do, like what you can do
the with technology the is cool, but yeah, as but a controller, the Joy-Cons suck.
Again, you're looking at it one-dimensional. I mean, what you can
you
do with
think about a geometric
space and time. Yeah.
No, what you can do. First of all,
in
the Joy-Cons.
Space and time. The Joy-Cons are amazing.
Yeah, no, the Joy-Cons feel good separately in your hands. Like, I will admit, on the Switch itself, they feel better when you have something like a Satisfy grip. Right.
Agreed.
So, but when you pull them out and you're just playing in the like, who would have thought the guy who advertised it laying on the couch all those years ago and everybody made fun of him. It's actually how I play sometimes. Like, it's actually a practical play. Yeah.
You play like an idiot.
No, they're comfortable single hand, right?
Okay.
They're very
useful.
Good. And what's also cool about them is flipping them to the side to play with your kids and stuff. I think they're very useful and they're very good controllers.
Give me your top three controllers of all time.
Of all time?
Do the Joy-Cons make that?
Of
the
all time.
The answer is no.
So of all time, you know what would be number one, though? And here's where I'm going to get a lot of heat. Get ready for the comments. 100% number one controller as everything stands right now, PlayStation 5 controller.
Not over the Elite.
And then I would go Joy-Cons. Not over the Elite. No, I would probably put Joy-Cons 4 or 5.
Hold on, Jordan. You would put Joy-Cons above the Nintendo Pro?
No. I said 4 or 5. There's still 2 slots.
Where are you putting the Pro controller?
Nintendo Pro controller?
Yeah.
I would probably put it 3.
So wait. Let's go over this. You have PlayStation number one controller?
Yeah.
Number two controller, you have the Elite?
Probably Xbox Elite. All those...
Jordan, can you even be on this show
Jordan,
anymore?
You think too geometrically.
Yeah, I think you... Well, I think
what's wrong with that? What's wrong with number two is the Elite controller?
No, but you're like thinking about it. Like what?
You're like thinking about it.
Yeah.
Don't think, man. Just go with my opinion, bro.
You're like debating it in your head.
Yeah. You really, okay. You can't
and
look
then
at
you. Put, where do you put Joy-Cons?
Of course he is. What do you want him to do? What in the world are you?
No, he's debating on the Joy-Cons.
I want you to be a lemming, damn it. No thought. Just do what I say.
I think the Joy-Con is a good controller.
I'm not saying it's a bad controller. I'm just saying it's not. It's not top five.
I think it could be in the top five. So PlayStation controller. See, the problem is where do you put the PlayStation Elite controller?
Is there a PlayStation Elite controller?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
It's literally Sony's PlayStation Elite controller. Mark, can you pull it up?
Yeah. Give me one.
Have
second.
You played with it?
I've only played with it at the store.
Is it good?
I want to get one because what's interesting is you can actually pull the thumbsticks out and like put in new thumbsticks. And the reason they did that is probably for like, you know, if they break.
Oh yeah. I've seen that one.
But it has it has everything the PlayStation controller 5 controller has, except it has what I want. The paddles on the back and then adjustable thumbsticks. Yeah. Adjustable thumbsticks. And can you get a back shot real quick?
Oh,
yeah. Chat, while we're talking, I see a lot of comments in there. Chat, give us where would you put the Joy-Cons in your top list? And what is your number one controller overall?
See, it's got the back paddles that I like. It's got the hairline
triggers.
I've
never touched that one. You know, I can't judge that which I have not touched. But I would agree with you. The Elite Controller 2 for me is still number one. I would put the base PlayStation over the Series X controller, number two. Series X goes number three for me. I don't even know if Joy-Con ranks in my top 10.
Yeah, it would be my number 5.
Yeah, 64 controller over the Joy-Cons.
That spaceship.
Yeah, that spaceship with awesome C buttons. Yeah.
No, that was
four ways to hold that thing,
Jordan.
No, the
you know what they did great with the Nintendo 64 controller?
What?
Well, I play 5 minutes with the Joy-Con and I drift. The Nintendo 64 controller with Mario Party going like this, reeling in that thing. You know,
you can buy from a pawn shop.
Back then, they were made out of steel,
and it still works.
Yeah, the N64 controller, I don't think was very. People have nostalgia over it, but I don't think it was that.
You
great
think that
of a
way because you're stupid.
I think it was based off a sex toy,
right, David?
I think that's as it was a joke
as opposed to the Joy-Con.
No, the Joy-Con's not
the Nintendo 64 controller. Inspired.
No. See, my point. Jordan caught me laughing, and he was like, "You're wrong." The
Joy-Con I caught you laughing because you like lost it. You're like, "What an idiot!" I'm like, "No, the Joy-Cons are good." I would go PlayStation controller number one
for your pleasure.
I would go Elite controller. Then I'd go Pro controller.
Sorry, I'm super hot.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you're annoyed. Yeah, sorry, Jordan.
Maybe I'd put them at 6 because I would go PlayStation controller number one, Elite number two. Number three, maybe 360 controller. Number four, Nintendo Pro. and then number five. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I like the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, I enjoy spicy time over there.
What's he dying at? Really? Now you're playing with yourself.
Yeah. Let's go. Onyx says for himself, the Xbox Elite 2 is his number one. I would agree. Ooh, Reactor League, the Dreamcast controller in the top 10 because of the innovations. Dreamcast controller was not bad.
Was the Duke.
It was the Duke with the Tamagotchi.
A little bit more comfortable.
With a detachable Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Let's see who else in chat. Chosen Gringo says Elite controller is hands down number one. Joy-Con is not even top 10. Chosen Gringo. Also, Joseph Gringo has the similar chair taste as me as well. So,
Jordan, I will say that
I think the Joy-Cons are very good controllers.
I think
they're good. Yeah, yeah. No doubt. Mm-mm. But they're not top
Where 10. Would you put the Wiimote?
The Wiimote, I think, is better than the Joy-Cons.
Whoa. Yeah, you thicker, are.
It's got heft. I can hold it in my hand.
Maybe better. You're not thinking.
I am, yes.
Oh, man.
I don't think the Joy-Cons are that great.
I mean, Joy-Cons.
I mean, you can feel because ice. You can feel ice.
I now have the Pro Controller, and I will never go back.
Yeah, I never. There's no way I'm
ever going back unless I'm forced to be on a plane or somewhere where it's literally the only way I can play.
The Pro Controller does stuff that I like. It's little things that I appreciate. For instance, I don't have to turn on the controller. If my Nintendo is on, the Nintendo controller turns on. Once I move it. Why doesn't the Xbox controller? Why is there? Am I required?
Just hit any button is all.
That's what I'm saying. Why am I required to hit the jewel button on the Xbox controller? The little stuff like that I appreciate from Nintendo.
Did that change your mind, Jordan?
I think it's because the Nintendo Pro Controller doesn't turn on the Switch. So like, let's say you accidentally hit a button.
That's a good
point. Whereas Xbox does.
Right.
It's that's why you got to think about controllers.
That time and space.
Thinking about it one dimensionally.
Fitzy says, I do agree with Reactor that Dreamcast controller was pretty awesome. Beast says, I thought the Nintendo 64 controller they released for Switch. Oh, I bought it and never used it. Joy-Cons or Wii Remote? Yep.
I actually really like the Nintendo 64 controller.
Yeah, I think the Nintendo 64 gave me calluses
right on the center of my hand. You're like,
but even that, like, you could hold it like this for some games, hold it like this for most games. It's great.
That's actually a very good representation of how you use it.
It's fantastic. Anyways, that's the kind of stuff you can expect if you come over to the X1 Bros, X1 The Gamer channel. I go over these.
What are your number one? Because mine, I would say PlayStation 5. Mark, what was your number one?
I have to think about it. I actually really like the Series S controller, too. I like the Series S. Wait, did we even talk about the game design ones? Those felt different. Were they different?
Yeah, but they were the same controller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the controller was the paint. It's just a paint job.
Yeah.
Is it, though? I felt like...
It's a paint job that they kind of overprice.
And I do like the nice clickety-click of the Series X. But... Did we count like the Scorpio controllers? Like this was.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah,
this is the one I broke. This is
the Halo.
This is the Halo one.
I think it was just the same controller.
Yeah, underneath.
I don't think so.
Now you can buy repair kits from Xbox. They sell them.
There ain't nothing repairing this. smashed this with sheer.
I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
The entire internals that you can build your own controller now. Basically,
that's nice. No more voiding the warranty sticker.
In other news, how did we get on that topic? X1Bros.com. Go check us out.
I don't know. That's how we got there.
Somehow. There we go. Nice plug. that segue was beautiful.
Starfield, though, it's gone gold, which means there is no delays. It is ready to roll. I have preloaded it. You can preload it now on your Xbox. I've already got it preloaded, baby.
I'll
be playing that bad boy September 1st because if you pre-order it, you play it. You know, you get early access September 1st. Everybody else, September 6th. I cannot wait for this game.
I'm actually getting more. I'll be honest. I was kind of, I think it was the last big Bethesda event that I saw. And the reason I got me excited is because you can see the improvement in the shooting. Like even when, like I might play in third person, you know what I mean? I usually play like Skyrim, Fallout and all that stuff in third person. But when we watched, compared to when we first saw the game and then we saw the most recent one, which was at the Xbox event, and they showed more shooting and jumping in the air and using your jetpack and stuff.
Yeah.
The shooting, didn't it look far smoother than that first time?
Way tighter, way smoother, quicker. It was quicker.
And then just hearing little odds and ends through the internet of people that have review copies and such things saying like, you know, I saw one comment from a reviewer 15 hours in and not a single bug, which is pretty impressive for a Bethesda game.
Yeah.
One of the comments was like, I'm returning my game. I was hoping for an actual Bethesda game because of all the bugs. So I'm sure there will be bugs once you get it out to the masses and stuff, right? But every little thing I've heard through the internet from like early reviews and stuff, people are very excited about it, which is, I think, is good for Xbox. I don't think we talked about a while ago. I don't think that the future of Xbox hinges on just this one game alone. But I do think they see the importance of this game, and this is, in my opinion, how they should have treated Halo and a lot of other games.
I think this is a passing off of the torch. I think this is actually their marquee title for Xbox, for the Xbox ecosystem, in the same way that a God of War or a Mario is to PlayStation. I think this could be the next generation of that, and that is Starfield.
So a Bethesda game.
Has anybody else preloaded? No?
No, not yet.
I'm ready to roll. Yeah. I need space.
We're just a few weeks away.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking, by the way, because it is a Game Pass, so it's for free, so you don't have to pay for it. But I paid for it.
Yeah, because you wanted to get
that early access. And we were talking, that's a great business model, actually. We are all buying it, even though we could get it for free.
When does this release?
September 1st,
if early access. Early access.
September 6th, everyone else. That's 5-day head start. That's a week.
2 weeks from now? Less than 2 weeks?
Yeah. Taking the day off.
Oh, I might have to schedule a day off to put in some serious hours.
Yeah.
And it's also a podcast day, I believe.
Is it a podcast day?
Yeah, I believe September 1st is a Friday.
It's a Friday, so you could go the whole weekend? Oh, dirty pop.
That's because I think I'm out of town.
That's unfortunate.
That's funny.
I mean, why? I mean, just rearrange it.
Yeah, just go after.
Well, I didn't think about the 6 days.
You always got to think about early access.
Hey, I think one-dimensionally, Jordan, not geometrically like you.
September 1st is indeed a Friday. Yes. And September 5th is a Tuesday.
So we have to play it to talk about it.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
Look, the movement looks so much smoother than it did before. I'm excited for this game. I hope this is a Bethesda game that will do what Skyrim did for me. Not, I mean, it doesn't have to do what Skyrim did, but like for me on a personal level, what Skyrim did for me, like I hope this game does the same thing.
Scott, there's a few games that give you that memorable feeling.
Yeah.
Skyrim was one of those games. I think
like Red Dead was one of those games. You know,
there are very few games. Like I remember where I was sitting, what I was looking at. I remember the lights on in my living room when I first saw a snow giant in Skyrim. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man! I remember where I was the first time a dragon flew over.
Outside of that.
What's the White Run?
White Run. Yeah, I was thinking White Run. Right at that first one, like in the campaign where it comes down and you're like,
oh my goodness.
And then you absorbed its powers. And then you, Fuzro da.
Oh, dude. What a.
Yeah, that's a great.
Also, it's a 3-day weekend because you get, is it Labor Day or something that weekend?
So really? Right. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Man, they timed that right.
All
right,
I've got a schedule this time.
No, I hope my overexcitement doesn't get crushed like with Cyberpunk because I was really excited for that, and then we all know what happened to Cyberpunk. I hope this isn't one of those.
Shit. Out of town that week?
I hope this isn't one of those things.
You think linear like me.
Hold on.
Yeah, I hope it isn't one of those.
I know,
but
there's a vacation coming.
Well, just don't go on it.
It is? Well, Jordan, you're going to be way ahead of us.
Because I get my priorities in order.
That's right.
I'm very excited.
I might have
for
to
this.
Make some changes here.
Put the foot down.
Let's write some emails.
I have to. It's my wife's family vacation. Shit.
Oh, no.
You don't like her family anyway, right?
It's preloaded. No, I do. It's preloaded.
I'm just kidding. They all listen.
Come on, man.
That's okay. I'll come over to your house and play it for you, Jordan or David. Hey, I just realized I'm in town. It was another week. I thought ahead. Hey, you want to borrow my Xbox so you can take it wherever you want?
Your Starlink, you mean?
Oh yeah, I do.
I don't. If it's preloaded, do I have to check in with the internet?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to bring my Xbox. I don't care.
Bring the Series S.
No, I'm bringing the X, baby. It's already loaded.
You're
that's
bringing what
it's, the big boy? That's what it's loaded on, yeah. I'm bringing it. Cool. Bringing it, and I'm going to play late into the evening.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Yeah, if you don't mess with, don't schedule a vacation around this. Normally our vacations are in like August, too.
Honey, this game was 25 years in the making.
Yeah. I don't think our vacation was only a year in the making, all right? So
you don't understand. 25 years.
That's right. I'm going to try to come back early.
Or just go late.
No, come back like try to come back Sunday night so I have all day Monday if it's a 3-day weekend. Maybe I'll drive separately.
That would be pretty awesome.
Or
make someone else drive and hook it up in your car.
Yeah.
No, I get sick. I can't do that.
But if you're playing Starfield, you won't.
Yeah, get like the Labo cardboard.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't like see out the sides, you know?
No, I get sick. I can't do that. Dang, I'm so disappointed.
I love how you bought it early too, and you're not going to be able to even
enjoy the.
I'm
early.
Taking it with me. Okay, yeah. there is stuff happening. Okay, there's a bunch of teenage boys there, so they'll all play with me.
Yeah,
be great. Well, that's it. Jordan bought Madden, the new Madden.
Yeah, which I hear actually isn't very good from some reviewers, but I've been out of the Madden game
so
for like 10 years.
Here's the problem with Madden, and same with FIFA.
You know what's funny? Every subject we go to brand new, you always start off with, well, here's the problem.
No. It's not a problem with it. It's a problem that Madden faces is that if you're playing a game every year and it has a yearly release, it's very hard to get a 10 because, so for instance, since you're away for a while, there's all these new features that may have been implemented in last year's Madden or the year before that you jump in and you're like, oh, this is great. What is everyone complaining about? But for those who are in it every year, you're like, well, what did it bring me this year? I really think even in the sports world, I think the time of yearly releases may be coming to an end. And I think we'll go to just Madden or whatever. Well, and then it's just a roster update.
Sports games have had a couple rough days this week with the whole 2K announcement. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Their battle pass.
Oh, what's their battle pass?
Well, that's the point. Like, look, okay. I'm not necessarily against.
You pay $70 for that game too?
On top of everything else, right? So I'm not against battle passes. I actually think a battle pass is a very good mutual, like, developer to consumer because, like, if I like this season's battle pass with cosmetics or whatever, then I can give the developer money, right? You know, and it encourages the developer to make cool seasons, live updates, right? Now, that being said, yes, there are some bad battle passes, right? You know, with bad monetization. But I think the battle pass is a good thing overall. Yeah. I do not see the point of having a battle pass at all in a basketball game. Like it's already a $70 game. In addition to a battle pass that I think they're doing monthly seasons for.
So I think you can have a battle pass in a basketball game if you don't charge me $70, if you give it to me for free.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like it's why I get the argument about why games are $70. I just don't agree with the argument of $70 because I think games are making more than, because look, 2K is the one that pioneered the $70 and now they're charging a battle pass in addition to like their version. I don't know what they call their version of Ultimate Team or whatever, or you know what I mean? Like, okay, you raise the price of the game because supposedly cost and everything, blah, blah, blah. Right. But then you're also adding all this other monetization. So it's not a cost thing at this point. You know what I mean? It's, dare I say greed, but I mean, it's what it is. Like
So here's the problem. It's not that games are $70 because some games should be $70 if you want them to. For instance, a Starfield, maybe a Red Dead Redemption 2 could be $70 because there's no DLC for that. There's no, like, it's a one-time purchase. Okay, I get that. I'm not buying cosmetic add-ons there, but in NBA 2K. They're monetizing it in a million different ways and adding $70 on it. They're making more money than they've ever made. So interesting. Fitzy says Madden needs to be a live service game. Each year you just pay 10 or 20 bucks for updates and rosters. I would even pay $50 for a yearly roster update.
Madden Overwatch did.
The upgrades are just iterative, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, and the developer on Madden can say I'm wrong. But it feels iterative as a player. And so why not? I think what Forza's doing, notice Forza's going Forza Motorsport. There's no more numbers. I think that's what we're gonna get to with most games, with the internet, in the age of the internet, with a million different ways to monetize your game. There will be one game that has updates, season passes probably involved with them, or something. Like that's
Well, I think Madden should unironically do what Overwatch did. Like every year,
I'm nervous about what you're about to say.
Well, Overwatch came out with a sequel. It was Overwatch 2.0. It was like what Heroes did. Heroes 2.0. It was a patch, right? It was a big patch with a new engine and all that. Because I'm sure Madden Madden uses the same engine over and over again, and then they'll, at a certain point, they'll way upgrade the engine, and that's where you get like a lot of big changes, right? So why don't they come out like Madden 24? This is the Madden 24 update, right? And it's a big update, adds new features, whatever. I think that's what they should do, and I wouldn't mind a $10-$20 buck, you know, price tag on that. It's just, I don't know. Sports games are an interesting. It's because of the year. Well, I mean, Call of Duty releases yearly. It's basically on the same schedule as a sports game.
I think the market is allowing for that. So there's not a lot of, I mean, there is pushback, but since there isn't a lot of pushback, that's why you're getting, why you're getting pay to play and battle passes.
Like 2K, free to play.
They're combining the two.
2K was still going to make lots of money. All the 2K guys are still going to buy that game.
Do you know how much FIFA Ultimate Team makes, or whatever it's called, the FIFA, like,
yeah, now it's not how FIFA, but
yeah, it's a pro
football,
soccer,
football, I don't know. 24 or whatever.
But do you know how much that football Ultimate Club Team makes worldwide?
Oh, it's huge.
Like, it's insane.
It's actually, I thought it was a great gameplay concept year one, and then I think,
well, it's because of the monetization. That's
EA completely destroyed it. The fact that when you had to earn, if it was earn only for those cards on a team, on Ultimate
that'd
Team,
that'd be awesome.
It would be amazing, because they have it built out correctly where it would last you for forever doing the different things, trying to complete all the packs and collect them. Instead, it's just we held a tournament, an X1 Bros tournament with the Ultimate Team. And if you paid for a card pack, you won. That's how it worked.
Yeah. And that's
it took away the collection aspect of it, I think, a little bit. But it's cool. But it's cool. Good for them. Good for them. But you don't need to be. I don't need. Why are you charging me for a full price game?
Yeah. So I've the last Madden I played was what, either 18 or 19?
Yeah.
Maybe 18. So I've been out of the Madden game for a while. I've heard this one's not very great, but I've been out of it for a while. I just kind of wanted to play football.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd have something I'd like to talk about.
Okay. Go ahead.
So no, I started playing Halo this week again.
Oh yeah.
I decided to jump into season 4 Infection, or is it season 3 season 4 Infection, whatever it is. Came out about a month or two ago. I decided to finally, like, oh, okay, I'll jump in. I'll play the Battle Pass and see the new features. They added a ranking system, so I kind of wanted to check that out and stuff. And I mean, to be fair, Halo, as it is right now, is in the best state it's been in, right? Or a good state, I guess we could say, because of all the features they've added. But playing Halo this week made me realize, like, I am actually incredibly disappointed with how Microsoft handled that franchise. Like, no, very much so. Like, I think they... Either they promoted all the good guys to work on Starfield or something, and they just let Halo and Redfall like fall to the side or so. You know what I mean? Like, it just, given what Halo is and what Halo has done and has the power to do,
yep,
I am incredibly disappointed with how Microsoft is handling Halo or has handled Halo. Now, whether you want to blame 343 or Microsoft, I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you.
Mm.
But and ultimately, I think it's Microsoft's fault because they are the big boss when it comes to the end of the day. But it's just a shame. Like, for example, they have a ranking system. I think they listened to the show because they basically took my idea. I just said, take Master Chief Collection's ranking system and put it in Halo Infinite, right? And yeah, then you at least, all you need is a number, right? And that's what they have. And yeah, it's a good ranking system. You work your way up. They even did what I said. I really think they do listen because they put it on the name banner and everything. Like, you know, you're welcome. Should have hired me earlier.
You're welcome.
But anyway, it's all fine. But people are kind of underwhelmed from it because they're like, oh, okay, well, we waited a year and you just gave us a number. What, you know what I mean? It's like, what took so long to put a number into the game, right? I think it's a fine ranking system just as a career rank. I don't think it's anything bad. It's just a basic, it's like Call of Duty, just one through, you know, whatever, right? The problem is...
Jordan, you keep saying right.
Well, it's because I'm right. Okay. The problem is, I think they should do what Call of Duty does. Call of Duty gives you far more incentive to rank up with their reward yeah, structure. Halo has none of that. And I get the complaints. I'm not necessarily upset that it's a very basic ranking system, but I understand the complaint where people are like, oh, all you get is, okay, this is a fair criticism. So you have bronze, silver, platinum, go all the way up.
Yeah.
You know, yep. When you complete, let's just say the silver section, okay, right, and you go from silver to gold, you get a banner that says you're silver. The criticism is, okay, why would I use that banner when I become platinum? Like, hey guys, I'm max rank, but I'm going to show you all that I was in silver at one point. Like, it's not, it's foolish. Apparently, there is a reward that they haven't talked about, that if you get max level, which they call hero or something like that, that you can get. But why not every level give us a cool skin, a cool, you know what I mean? And right now I think it's because they don't have the resources, and I think it all leads to, I really think Microsoft mismanaged and mishandled the Halo franchise, and I'm incredibly disappointed with them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people share your sentiment.
Yeah, and it's incredibly frustrating as a fan of Halo, knowing I'm not getting any single-player content. Who knows what they're doing with the next game? Have they moved on to the next game? Are they going to move on to the next game? They're cutting out. The story is finally getting good, and the cutscenes are really high quality, and things are interesting in the multiplayer seasonal story, and they cut that away from you because they want to focus on stuff that's needed. It's just, you bought Activision for 60-something billion dollars, and you can't push a little, I don't know. I don't think it's a money issue.
Maybe they bought it so that Activision is going to come help with the next Halo.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just, it's playing Halo this week has made me realize how frustrated I am with Microsoft's handling of that particular franchise.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that out loud because they took all my ideas for the ranking system. So hopefully they're still listening.
This is a perfect example, Jordan, of why you need your own show.
It's true.
Imagine Jordan sitting by a fireplace having cookies and milk.
With a pipe, a wooden pipe.
Cookies and milk. Yeah. And he's just like there's a nice big like antlered animal on the up on the wall next to all his bookcases.
We should just books. Deep fake a Jordan. Yeah. Have you seen that?
And then just have him read and then sit back and then, this is my thoughts on Halo.
Yeah. Have you seen Gandalf deepfake reacting to?
Yeah, yeah, to that Lord is of the Gandalf. Rings, yeah, the show. That was hilarious.
Oh my goodness, that's what we need to do with Jordan.
The Bastard Ranch Show. Yeah, that's a good one.
But yeah, I mean, Halo as it's Halo Infinite, given what it came from, is in a good state right now. I believe I had fun playing it. I think the Forge updates are good. The community maps are fun. The new maps are even pretty decent. They're just remakes of old maps, but it's incredibly disappointing to see how Microsoft and 343 have handled that franchise. I think, and I'm going to say it because it's been in the past, I think Halo can be just as big as Call of Duty right now. And I think Microsoft is completely squandering that with 100%. I think they are.
Well, they have Call of Duty now.
Yeah. So maybe that they're like, why? It's easier just to buy something than to put the work in. Halo was.
That is Microsoft and Apple.
Yeah. Halo was as big as Call of Duty at one point. But when Call of Duty pushed boundaries and basically doubled down on fun. Now, I'm not saying Call of Duty is perfect because they had their issues as well. But with Modern Warfare, going from Modern Warfare to, because I would say Modern Warfare and Halo 3. I think Modern Warfare eventually overtake Halo 3, but they were both there. I mean, they were the big shooters at the time. You know what I mean? Modern Warfare, when it came out, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, it was just different, right? And that's what, because you had the aim down sights, you had the new scoring system. Like, it was the perks. Like, it was a whole different thing, right?
Prestige.
They were thinking outside the box. Yeah. You know, you had the sprint and stuff. You know, that you had all these features that games eventually followed. But Halo 3 was still pretty strong with it at that point. And then what happened? You know, you had Halo Reach, which I would say was it's not my favorite game. I think the multiplayer was pretty fun, but you had Call of Duty progressively get better and Halo progressively get worse, in my opinion. I wouldn't say Halo Reach was worse, but it was different from 3, and it, you know, but anyway.
You feel better?
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted that to be said. I am incredibly disappointed with how Microsoft is handling the Halo franchise, considering that there would be no Xbox if it were not for that franchise.
Spicy, did you have a chance to jump in to? You did actually to jump into Baldur's Gate 3.
Well, yeah, just I haven't played much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're starting our multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah. Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, we're gonna start.
What are you all doing?
I can't wait. I think I might stick with Druid.
I would go different from your single player, so things don't get bored.
Don't tell him how to make his character.
Okay, you know, I won't.
Druid, that was like,
but my druid is awesome.
What's your problem, Jordan?
No, okay, sorry.
Druid is awesome.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to be a good time. Okay? That's all I know. I'm going to be a good time.
Can you, like, is there friendly fire? Are you going to be able to kill us all in our sleep?
Maybe. If I can, I will.
I know.
If I can, I
that's
will.
Why I'm going to
say. Can I say actually a game that I've been playing this week? And I talked about this before because I played it before and then I went away for a little while. And this week I dove in heavy. And even Jordan watched me play it for a little while. I was like, wow, that looks pretty good. Age of Wonders 4.
Yeah.
It is the best turn-based strategy game I have ever played. I said that the last time. I will say it again. It is amazing. And it's got multiplayer, everybody. Multiplayer. We should get a campaign. Picture Civilization, Crusader Kings, and Total War. If they had a baby, this is the game that you would get. Age of Wonders 4, it's so good. So there's a couple ways to play it, by the way, if you've never tried it out and you're wanting to jump in and check it out. There, when you start the game, on the left-hand side, they'll give you a bunch of different type of games to start. Don't do the very first one, which is like a beginner situation scenario. Do the very first story mission. That will change your life. It's absolutely amazing. So you can see here, we have it on screen for those that are listening. This is basically the Civ city kingdom you own. That's also the Crusader King stuff, because situations will happen and you'll have to make decisions on them, alliances, economics, research, the whole shot. Then when you fight, though, you come into turn-based strategy or turn-based battles here, and it is awesome. All the troops have different, it's magic and stuff, so they all have different abilities. They all synchronize really well together. It's legitimate strategy too. It's super cool. Like, you don't put the right troops next to each other against an opponent's troop, you will get crushed. You also have a hero, so there's a hero in this in your game. Then you can have multiple heroes. Heroes cost extra and use extra resources in your city, your main cities. You can only have one hero per city, for instance. It's awesome. I love this game. Best turn-based strategy game I have ever played. I know once you get into endgame, some people say that there's some balancing issues. There's lots of patches there that they've been working on. And I think this is... Paradox Interactive is the publisher here. And it's, again, I think it's the best turn-based strategy game of all time. Did I say I think it's the best turn-based strategy game I've ever played? Because mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Five times.
Because it is, yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm telling you, you will get lost in this game. It is as good to turn-based strategy as Baldur's Gate is to CRPG genre.
So, what does the C stand for?
Character.
Ah, thank you.
Yep.
I knew that, but I couldn't remember that.
But I just couldn't get them. Yeah.
Well, that was my rant.
Yeah.
Oh. Spicy, do you have something you'd like to talk about before we get out of here?
What do I want to talk about? I feel like I have no time to play games, damn it.
Oh, I know your feeling.
This is your your whole spiel, okay, yeah. David, was just depressing me, because this is another great game that I'm not going to be able to play.
Here's the thing.
You're stupid.
No, here's the thing about this kind of game, and which I like, is I can be playing this simultaneously while I'm playing other games, because I can come to it, I can drop in for an hour, and it's this perpetual campaign that's going on.
That's probably.
I would say set aside an hour and a half.
I can't sometimes.
On your first playthrough. No, just on your first startup. It moves you on again, and then pick the first story mission. So you don't want the scenario, you want the story mission, and it walks you through at such a pace. That and do it on easy the first time, it walks you through at such a pace that you're in it pretty quick.
Okay.
And then you can come back whenever you've got an hour, whenever you've got 30 minutes. You split your time there and be like, okay, here's what I was doing here. I'm merging these two armies together. We're going to go take over this tower. Oh, my ally, I promised them that I would go attack these guys. I need to go attack these guys, but I don't have enough people. Where am I going to get my people from? It's so good. I got to expand my borders.
Okay, I'm sick of games taking up all my time, though. Because every game is trying to take...
That's not this.
I know, but every single game is seriously trying to say, this is the only game you can play.
That is where gaming is at in 2023, yes.
This is the only game you can play. I can't. How does everyone listening, the dads out there, the people at work, how do you guys do it?
Just pick one game.
Weekends. Well, I just don't have time. Driving me crazy, and you tell me. I barely even dabbled in Baldur's Gate.
Look at these battles, though. Isn't this so awesome? Look, he's still got mages there on his side.
Yeah, but at least you have your weekly Baldur's Gate.
I know. I've talked with the wife, and I have set aside our weekly time to play Baldur's Gate.
So that's one game. So now I'm telling you, you can add in this game. You can add in this game. Age of Wonders 4. No problem.
Great Saint says we don't. Yeah, okay. Well, that's how it is. We live.
That's why, how soul crushing is it, by the way, that I just found out I have a freaking vacation.
Yeah. That sucks, man.
I'm bringing I never bring my Xbox with me on vacation. This is coming.
Why do we have to be responsible? Why? I don't get it.
You still have to play me in Madden 2.
Yeah, join the challenge.
Just so everybody knows, David's afraid to play me.
Join the challenge, mate. Yeah, join. Who wants to place bets? Should we place bets?
I think we should do. Okay. Hey.
Burger?
Hey, how about this? Okay.
Yeah.
Doc and Tim did this. They did a best of five. That's what we should do.
Sweep you? 5 out of 5.
Well, what do you want?
Oh, man.
I want.
Let's make this interesting.
A new television.
Oh!
Okay. Okay. Well, but that means if I win, you have to give me a new television. I mean, yeah, that's fine. Are we in that prize range?
Hey, you know what? That's fine. Okay. David, I'm that confident.
David thinks because he was at one point top 2%, he can just come
top
in
1%
after years. But you got to realize,
it's muscle memory, baby.
You got to realize that was like out of a pool of like 8 people that played Madden competitively. You know what I mean? All you had to do was beat 4 of them.
Have you ever been better than me at Madden?
Yeah, a few times.
You have beaten me on the odd occasion, but have you ever been better than me?
I believe so, yes. I'm seeing football like Neo sees the Matrix right now.
I don't even see the game.
No, let's do something. What a TV is a little bit out of my price range. Especially the ones that we want.
Yeah, the OLEDs.
Yeah.
No, we should do something.
Let's do something like demoralizing. Like, instead of positive reinforcement, like something that David has to do. If you win, David has to do something terrible.
That would be
How's
funny.
That? Is that good?
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. We should do best of 5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down with best of 5. You can do best of 20. I don't care.
And there has to be iterations of a sweep. Like, if it's like a 2-3, you know, a 2-3.
So out of best of 5, I only have to win 3?
3, yeah. First one to win 3. Let's go. Yeah. First one to win 3.
No, I think you play all 5 games, and if it's a sweep, then it's really bad.
Okay, other rule. Rule number 2, we have to be the same team.
Yeah, each time. So you pick your team, I'll pick my team.
No. We have to be
Oh, you want to make it team. Completely even?
Yeah.
Okay, so which team you want to be?
It doesn't matter to me.
All right, we'll just change the color of the jerseys?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, who do you want to be?
Doesn't matter.
No, let's
choose
get it all ironed
the
out.
Worst yeah, who, team in the league.
The Browns.
The ones that'll never catch a ball.
No. We can. I don't. You pick. Go ahead. Pick.
Well, I mean, I always pick like the Patriots, but now let's pick a. Who should we be?
We can be the Jets.
The Jets.
No, let's be the Raiders. Yeah,
the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders. Yeah, let's play in the new stadium. Okay, we'll be the Raiders,
baby.
Raiders. All right.
Be the Raiders.
Okay.
Done. All right, and then like first of 3.
I like how chat's getting into like what you guys should do. This is good. We need to source the reward.
Bark says chicken bet loser has to buy chicken sandwiches and watch the winner eat them. It's not bad. It's not bad.
I was playing last night, and I just the way I was seeing the field and reading the offense, it was insane.
What if I played? What if I played?
You should play. Wait, should we do it? Should we do like a turn?
I get to play as the best team.
Okay.
And you guys play as the worst team.
Actually, that would be fun to watch.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be really fun.
You know, I'm only choosing one play, the Hail Mary, every single time.
Remember when I got mad at Jono?
Oh, yeah. When you were playing me, you like kicked him out of the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I beat him again.
Because when you guys, I feel like when we banter, it's like, it's fun. It's you know, good but fun. when you and him banter, it's like personal.
Yeah, there's a big brother syndrome there.
Well, I think you're half the problem as well. Because I think you get a little
like
offended.
When
it's like,
you do it, he leaves the party.
No, David kicked him out,
of,
kicked
the him out of the party.
Kicked
him out of the party. He wasn't talking.
So it's like,
he gets in the parties and he doesn't talk.
Hey, F you.
Yes, him out. I kick his ass out. Hey, don't come into my party and not talk, okay? That's disrespectful.
Yeah, but after you guys, because he was like getting all like.
Because he was losing.
No, because he got ahead of you or something, and he was getting all like cocky, and then David started getting cocky, and then it just like became an insult fest.
And John was a brother. The party. Everybody, yeah, John was a brother.
The youngest brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Do you know how bad I would be at
Let's
that
play
game?
On our big C. What are they? The C10s? Terrible. The C10 TVs.
Yeah.
Like a back full to game. Back.
Yeah.
Should we play full 15-minute quarters? Like a real game?
No,
no, that would be terrible. No. I think five, 6 minutes, right?
I think the loser...
Four is the sweet spot.
I think the loser has to break a toy. Like something...
Break a toy?
Have. Yeah, like, you know, like you punish your kids or whatever.
I can't break a toy. Yeah.
Like our kids' toys?
No, your toys.
Yeah, our kids, we just go get like, all right, sorry, son, I lost. Say goodbye to Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's funny.
How about this? Yeah. Loser has to take the other person's car to get an oil change.
That's a good one.
Because I need my oil change. Yeah.
I had to do that.
So the person has to run the errand.
I want my car. Of an hour and 20 minutes.
I want my car detailed.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, loser has to go wash the other person's car and get the oil
detailed.
Detailed. Well, I just take it to a company that you would pay for.
I'm not paying for it. Yeah. No. Detailed.
Detailing's expensive.
Yeah, it's just super expensive.
Okay. I want my car vacuumed and wiped down. But you could do that at the thing.
Yeah.
Wiped down. Done.
I want an oil change. Because that's what I need you. So you got to take it down to the grease.
What do I get if I win?
We'll take you to dinner. I think you should get the game, Mark, and I will do that. We'll play as who's the worst team in the league. It's probably like the Browns or something, right? Browns or Jacksonville. And you play as the best, highest rated team. Because they each give team a rating, yeah.
I want to see how I do. All I see,
and we're not going to teach you how.
All I see are a lot of X's and O's with lines going.
We're not
going
to like teach you how to play the game or anything. So like you got to learn how to audible and all. Yeah,
I haven't played Madden since Super Nintendo.
We're like 2 weeks away from football being back. Yes, cannot wait.
Yeah, that's cool.
College football, cannot wait. It always feels like it takes forever to come back. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it. If you've been away for a while, welcome back. If you want to support the show, you can do so by hitting that membership button. Join here on YouTube. Get one of those X loyalty badges. Also, you can join us for our membership show, our members only channel, the Members Lounge, which goes live right after this, available to our members. Today's topics, a couple things. Microsoft Flight Simulator, because I went down a rabbit hole this week. And number two, Vikings.
Maybe a little bit more Madden.
How is it in 2023, the show? We're going to discuss. Have a good one. We'll see you next time, everybody.